USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Wednesday unanimously passed a bill proposed by Senators Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, and Mike Braun, the Republican from Indiana, requiring President Biden to declassify intelligence related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn said this week he believes the COVID-19 is a weaponized operation of the Chinese Communist Party against the United States. The country of Colombia has been rocked by protests for a month, with critical supplies cut off due to roadblocks. Another nationwide strike is expected on Friday, and accusations of police brutality growing louder. Marta Lucia Ramirez, Colombia's vice president and foreign minister, says the roadblocks are preventing food and critical medical supplies like oxygen from being transported between Cali, the epicenter of the protests, and the capital of Bogota. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Police brutality claims are coming out of Washington State. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three police officers in Washington State were charged in the killing of Manuel Ellis, a black man who died while being handcuffed and restrained last year. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed second-degree murder charges against officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins and a first-degree manslaughter charge against Officer Timothy Ranke. Ellis, 33, was killed after police stopped him as he was walking home. Documents state that officers slammed Ellis into the ground unprovoked as they punched and hogtied him. He repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." Witnesses say they saw Ellis and there was no sign of aggression. They said Officer Burbank swung open the passenger door of the car and struck Ellis from behind, knocking him to his knees. He then stunned him and applied pressure to the back of his neck with both of his knees while he was restrained.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
During the Trump administration, the United States cut funding for the World Health Organization for its incompetence.
The WHO, that's the World Health Organization, they seem to be very China-centric. They should have known, and they probably did know, so we'll be looking into that very carefully.
President Biden rejoined the WHO early in his term. Now Facebook is doing an about-face on some of its political policies. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Facebook announced that posts pushing the hypotheses that COVID-19 is man-made will no longer be banned on the platform. The social media company in February stating in a blog post that they would take down posts that contained what they called false information about COVID-19. Facebook adding that they would remove accounts, pages, and groups that share those claims repeatedly. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to press for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, one of the senators looking for an independent investigation, tells Fox News the WHO should not be involved in any independent investigation.
The World Health Organization is not capable of undertaking this investigation because, frankly, the Chinese won't allow it. I think it's quite possible, let me tell you, that the Chinese government, the Communist Party, itself doesn't exactly know what happened because they don't have a system where if you won the Wuhan lab and you somehow had an accident and this caused a problem, you're going to self-report it. People like that get fired, they disappear.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.